And we had our generator run out of propane last night. Very strange. We went through an 11-day storm years ago, but we forgot the difference was that 11 years ago we didn't use propane for heating as well. So we miscalculated a little bit, but thanks to Taylor Oil and to GK Electric, we got everything straightened up and back on the air, and just in time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan. Of course, Willie joins us every Sunday here on Robin Hood Radio. SportingACause.com is his website, and of course it is a website where you can find fundraisers that all have an athletic angle. And good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. Another banner week, right?
Well, the week started out lousy and it ended lousy. So
I want to find that guy, because somebody somewhere last week had to have said, what else could possibly go wrong this year in 2020? And here we are. You know, here in Canaan, the whole town was out of power for 2.5-3 days or more. Some people still don't have their power, I suspect, but to me, to be without internet, I didn't even get a newspaper delivery. I was like in an information blackout, and I'd go out to my truck and listen to you. That's about the only information I could get anywhere. So, you know, that promo you do about when things go wrong, and you know, the only thing that's left is radio. It was absolutely true this week.
All right. Well, what do we have on the Sporting a Cause agenda this week?
Well, there are some things to talk about today. I've been mentioning it week after week. I'll probably just stop after a while because it's been going on for so long. These Connecticut FKT Challenge virtual trail races. It started in June, runs through the 22nd of September, and people who like to run longer distances have a 15, 16 Connecticut trails of 15 miles or longer to choose from. You run as many as you can, and you turn in your information, and you can win medals for it. The details, or at least the link to it, is on sportingacause.com. Today was supposed to be the 49th running of the Torrington Donors Week road race, also known as the Torrington Road Race. The organizers agonized over it. They wanted the worst way to run it, just like everybody else's event, and they just finally realized they couldn't do it. There were just so many things at work there that they just couldn't possibly wrangle it safely. But today is going to be the 32nd annual Ancrum Fire Company golf tournament over at Under Mountain. I'm going to be playing in that. It's my first foray into, and for many people too, a golf tournament. Under new protocols, all kinds of new rules have been devised to eliminate gatherings, the choke points, if you will, at events. And it doesn't really matter if it's a golf tournament, running race, or whatever. But registration is all done ahead of time online, so there's no lines for registration on the event day. They have two flights, a morning and afternoon flight, to spread people out. Tee assignments are given ahead of time, so you just move to your tee, all that sort of thing. Meals are boxed, and you take them with you. Raffles are greatly cut back. Instead of after the tournament where everybody sits around and they draw the numbers for 50 or 60 different prizes, there's going to be one raffle, 50-50, done. And next Friday, the 14th, the Torrington Little League tournament over at Fairview Farms is going to be held. It's part of this new wave of golf tournaments coming back. The following day, Saturday, was supposed to be the Isaiah Lamb tournament at Fairview Farms, but they decided quite some time ago to cancel and just aim towards next year. They've already got their June 12th date for 2021. Also, Saturday, it actually goes from Saturday the 15th through September 13th, the Josh Billings Runaground. This is just one of the most iconic triathlon-style events around. It was to be the 44th running. It's known as the oldest triathlon in the country that has a boating element in the water instead of running. It draws thousands of people every year. Early on, as soon as started to get a handle on how the whole pandemic was going to work, they vowed to hold it with all kinds of modifications, limiting the number of people who could get in and so forth. And not too long ago, they just decided they just couldn't do it. Triathlon has so many elements and areas where people interact, and the number of volunteers it takes, it's an army. It's two armies worth of people there. So they decided to just do it virtually. and you can register online for $30. You get a T-shirt and just run your race wherever you want to do it. And they ask, as all of these events do that have altered them, to maybe make a donation to the Berkshire Humane Society or the Berkshire United Way, the twin causes that have always benefited from the Josh Billings. Now, you know, one thing I haven't talked about when it comes to the virtual events, running, of course, is where you see them the most. Some virtual events are very informal. You know, they've canceled the event, just run the 5K or whatever it is, wherever you happen to be, and we'll call it a day. Some, in an effort to kind of recapture as much of the event as possible, they have strategies where you can register, you can somehow keep track of your time and send it in, and prizes can be awarded. But there, you know, you can always go to Sporting a Cause, and I'll give you a link to the event site, and you can find out exactly what kind of event we're dealing with, formal, informal, or in between. Now, next Sunday, the 16th, the 11th annual Aaron Shanley Memorial 5K, that was over Pine Plains, that's been turned virtual, and those organizers are asking people to maybe seek donations from their friends because they're raising money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. They have a $5,000 goal. They've already raised $4,000 of it, so they're on the home stretch. And always with these events, whether they're held or they're not or they're in between, you know, raising money for the cause is always the ultimate goal here. The following week, on August 21st, there's the 4 Autism Charity Golf Tournament, four is F-O-R-E, at Fairview Farms. They, too, will be practicing new protocols to keep everybody safe. There, for example, there'll be no dinner at all. But to make up the price difference, they'll be giving people a free round of golf there some other date. So that's a nice compromise. They have a silent auction and a raffle, but that's all done online. So there's no reason for people to hang out and find out who won. That's all done ahead of time. And then the following Sunday, August the 30th, the Harlem Valley Rail Ride at Eddie Collins Field in Millerton is where they start off. And that was, I'll report before then about what kind of changes they've instituted, but that was originally supposed to be back in August, in July or June. They postponed it to this point, and they're planning on going ahead with it. There'll be a lot of riders around Millerton in the area then. And there are a couple recent cancellations. The Riverton Inn, sadly, has decided to cancel. They were always a traditional last fair of the season, and they decided to cancel for this year. I carry those state fairs and county fairs on my website because there's almost always a sporting element there somewhere, and the fair itself always donates to some cause or other. And the Goshen Stampede, which was a 3-day rodeo-style event that was always been held at the Goshen Fairgrounds, they canceled. Then they decided they're going to try to lobby to see if it could be held, and that went through the Goshen Agricultural Society. They're the ones who determine what can be held over at the Goshen Fairgrounds, and they decided, no, we're not doing any large-scale events over there at all this year, and that's probably wise. And that's kind of it for the calendar, Marshall, but there's something that came up this week, you may be aware of it, that's germane to what we've been talking about. The Monday, the Columbia County Department of Health.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up about the golf.
Yeah. They confirmed that there are 15 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Columbia County that resulted from 2 golf outings. What they wanted to emphasize was that these outings were not in Columbia County. I learned, by the way, that there are only 5 golf courses in Columbia County. That surprises me. But anyway, they were held outside of the county. And as of Tuesday, there are like 102 people who are in mandatory quarantine because of this association. Now, the next thing they said, and this is important to me, the Columbia County Department of Health director said that the infections were most likely occurred after the players had left the course. In other words, after play had ended. Now, what's still not known is whether whatever happened at the country club, or people went elsewhere. distinction is really important, because there could be some people who say they hear this, see this, and say, okay, they got COVID at a golf tournament, you can't do it safely. Well, that's not really the case. I believe that it can be done safely, but once you leave the golf tournament or outing or whatever you want to call it, you have to maintain those same safeguards that you did while you were playing. So if you play the tournament and everybody gathers in the parking lot and hang around the back of the pickup truck and drinking beers and high-fiving and everything without your mask on, you've just undone everything that the tournament so tried to maintain to make everybody safe. So my take is that everything will work. Everything can work, but you can't let your guard down. You know, when you're on the golf course is the safest place to be. I've maintained this throughout the whole pandemic. When you're outside and you're playing with friends and you're keeping your distance, there's no reason for concern. A golf tournament is really no different, especially with all of the safety measures that have been instituted and probably will be tweaked as we get through this first phase. But after, when it's all over, no, whatever it is you're doing afterwards, maintain your distance, wear the mask, and just remember that we're not out of this yet.
Absolutely. And 15 people getting infected can lead to 150 to 200 people getting affected.
Very quickly, as we found out here. Yeah. There's kind of a funny thing involved. It involved a retailer that has remained unnamed, and that's fine. But the statement said, I guess there are a lot of employees from a certain retail establishment that were involved in this, and they said the statement said that because of the HIPAA laws, we can't tell you who the retailer is, but you can feel safe going there.
we
don't know who it is, and that's all fine, but just one of those anomalies that crops up when you have all these laws sometimes working at cross purposes.
All right. Well, Willie, we'll check in with you again next week, and hopefully we'll all have power by next week.
Yes, let us pray, Marshall. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Willie, take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause. Of course, his website is sportingacause.com.